I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Long waiting hours and automated chats can be very frustrating when we're banking. But with GoTime Bank, I found the best customer service for me. It's hassle-free and very personal. I get to talk to a person directly. GoTime Bank lets you open an account in under 5 minutes with the help of our bank ambassadors. Plus, why settle for banks with chatbots and recorded calls when you need urgent help? GoTime Bank's personal bankers are always to the rescue to provide the best banking experience for you. It's easy, simple, and convenient. Download the GoTime Bank app today and visit the nearest kiosk near you. Join me in experiencing the best customer service with GoTime Bank.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hey, grateful ones. Welcome to season 2 of After 30 with Cara Erigel. Before we start, let's take a few moments, a few deep breaths to make space for new learnings, rediscovery, and gratitude. Repeat after me. Thank you for this day. Thank you for the air I breathe. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for my ability to heal, to learn, to accept joy and abundance. Thank you for my unique abilities, my kindness, and my compassion. Thank you for love. Thank you for peace. Thank you for forgiveness. Take a couple more breaths, and when you're ready, let's start. Hey you, welcome back to another episode of After 30 with Cara Erigel. Today, we're diving into a topic that's as complex as it is relatable, the art of healing from a long-term relationship breakup. Like most of you, probably, holla if you're as affected as I am, we kind of feel like we're going through this Kathniel breakup too. I fell in deep, and I felt my heart breaking piece by piece as I watched their old movies, their vlogs, some sweet clips online, and my heart just shattered into pieces when I saw some articles that talked about the reason why they decided to part ways. I mean, it just goes to show how much hope and love we Kathniel fans have for them, right? We literally watched them grow up before our very eyes, and we clung onto the perceived perfect loyal love they portrayed on cam. The most common thing I see and hear people say is sayang. They've been together for so long. But that's the thing. Success in relationships have absolutely nothing to do with the amount of time two people have been together. I know a couple of couples, separate friend groups, who were together for like over a decade. They broke up and got married shortly after. Two other people. So, I digress. Let's get into this together. Hold my hand. Let's be real. Long-term relationships, they're like roller coasters. I feel like that's a favorite word of mine. I probably said that way too many times on the podcast, but they really are like roller coasters. There's ups, downs, twists, and turns, but sometimes that roller coaster comes to a stop and we find ourselves navigating the aftermath. To be honest, my longest relationship before my husband was 3.5 years. And let me tell you, man, was that relationship toxic. Trust me, I found myself saying, sayang naman. We've been together so long, and that reason alone made me stay stupid for another 1.5 years. But why do long-term relationships end anyway? Toxic or not? Let's explore why these relationships sometimes hit the brakes and how to bounce back stronger than ever. Reason number one, drifting apart. It happens. People change, grow, and sometimes they grow apart. It's just like those jeans you wore in high school. They were great back then, but now, not so much. It's an example I use because I tried fitting into my old jeans for an event the other day, and wow, okay guys, the reality hit me hard. It doesn't fit me anymore. But yeah, embracing change is tough, but it's a huge part of the journey. I once dated this guy who was sweet and all. When, you know, we first started seeing each other, I had just gotten out of a really toxic relationship. You know, the one I was talking about earlier, where the guy cheated on me countless times and I always felt like I was never a priority. Duh. So when I met this guy after that, we were on the same page. I wanted to be taken care of. I wanted a stable, steady, safe relationship. I thought I wanted marriage to settle down. Mind you, I was about 25 or 26. Now, a year and a half into the relationship, I shifted careers. I got into radio. I started getting more event hosting gigs. I was out a lot, meeting new people, seeing new things, discovering new possibilities. He stayed the same. He still wanted marriage. And well, let's just say I was starting to look at life differently then.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
I didn't cheat. I didn't date other people. I chose growth in my career. Suddenly, settling down wasn't so appealing to me. So yeah, we drifted apart. We started arguing about the little things that turned into big things. He proposed to me in the car while I was driving on Slex on the expressway after a huge fight, thinking a proposal would be a great band-aid to our relationship that was falling apart. I was single for 3 years after that, and then I met my husband when I was finally ready. Timing, guys, I'm telling you. Reason number two, unmet expectations. Expectations can be tricky little creatures. We often enter relationships with a mental checklist, and when reality doesn't match, disappointment sets in. It's like ordering a pizza and getting a salad. Tasty, but not what you signed up for. This happens a lot, especially with people pleasers. You try to be this type of person for someone to love you and stay with you, but time indeed is the ultimate truth teller. Let me share a little Oprah quote with you guys. Oprah once said, "Lots of people want to ride with you in the limo, but what you want is someone who will take the bus with you when the limo breaks down." Real connections go beyond the checklist. I heard a similar anecdote from someone, gosh, I forget who, but I remember having this some sort of an expectation conversation with my husband when after he proposed to me. We were having this conversation on our balcony in our old condo, and I was like, I think I'm the kind of girl who, when the electricity goes out, like, for example, we forget to pay the electricity bill, I will light a candle with you. It's funny because last year I moved to the province and brownout lagi, guys. So at first I was kind of complaining because, I mean, with the work that I do in podcasting, I need electricity. But he reminded me of the thing that I said, that I'm the kind of girl that, you know, when the electricity goes out, I will light a candle with you. And so I did. We bought emergency lights and you know, rechargeable stuff, but it's the same thing. But yeah, so communicate openly about expectations and be willing to adjust. That's just a tip. Now, onto the juicy stuff. Overcoming the breakup. Guys, feel the feels. Like I said, breakups are like a roller coaster. You gotta ride the emotions. Cry, scream, eat ice cream, party, do what you need to do. But remember, healing starts when you allow yourself to feel the pain. You can't really just get over it. Literally, technically, you have to get through it. You have to feel the feels. Next is rediscover yourself. Breakups are an opportunity for self-discovery. Remember that hobby you pushed aside? Pick it up. The dream you deferred? Pursue it. You're not starting over. You're not starting over, my friend. You are starting anew. Remember, a breakup doesn't define your worth or your future. It's a chapter, not the whole story. What's that saying again? Some people come into your lives to teach you a lesson. Some people come into your lives to stay. What is that? But yeah, some people just come into our lives to teach us a lesson. So another tip, surround yourself with love, whether it's from friends, family, most importantly, yourself. If you're the type of person who disappears from his or her friends when you're in a relationship, then go reconnect with them and maybe try not to do that again in the next relationship. Because if you do disconnect, it could be a toxic relationship. Just take a step back and double check that. But, you know, remind yourself that you are worthy of joy, love, and all the beautiful things life has to offer. And as we wrap up today's quick journey, I want to leave you with this. The end of one chapter is just the beginning of another. Cheesy as it sounds, it's true. You have the power to rewrite your story, and the best is yet to come. See you on the next episode.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.